Welcome to the Campus Ministry Heritage and History podcast series from Dominican University of California. This podcast series has been organized by Sister Mary Sower and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministry, the Communication and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
So welcome everyone. I'm Sister Mary, the Director of Campus Ministry. Father Edward Skillebecs, a Dominican theologian from Belgium who lived from 1914 to 2009, wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. And we at Campus Ministry also believe in the gift of storytelling. And so today we come to tell our story.
Today we are honored to have with us Julia Welch, Dominican's Career Development Director and Integrative Coach.
Yay! Well, thank you everyone for coming. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here. It was more than a little intimidating to try and come up with a story, especially since I'm used to giving more lectures in my classes, but I'll do the best I can. So I did some research, and I guess it's safe to say that my Dominican story, like many people's Dominican story, begins with two honorary Dominican sisters, Dr. Fran LePage and Dr. Denise Lucy, who are embodiments of everything that is Dominican and are out in the community. Honestly, the first time I learned about Dominican was when my husband decided to leave the corporate world and go back to school to get his teaching credential and master's, and we live close to Dominican, and so that is where he did that. And through that process, we got to know Dr. Lucy and Dr. LePage, and one night over dinner, after a fabulous ILS lecture, Dr. Lucy asked if I might be able to teach business communications since I had a marketing background. So I thought, well, sure, I have two-year-old twins at home. My brain is completely scattered. Why not try and do this? So I began in 2007 as an adjunct faculty in the School of Business. And what's interesting to me is that I had never really thought about being a teacher per se. I had never thought of teaching in an official capacity. I had done a lot of training. I had done a lot of customer presentations because I myself came from the business world. I had taught catechism, but I had never thought about actually being a teacher. And so the first thing that comes to mind when I think of Dominican is a quote that is used with our students all the time, which is from St. Catherine of Siena: be who God has meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. And we use this when we talk to our students because we're trying to inspire them to find their passion and find their path. And yet when I look back across the last 13 years, what I really see is that that quote has really come to pass for me. You know, I'm 50 years old now, and 13 years ago, I don't know that I really knew who I was meant to be. And I think that my journey at Dominican has helped me find that purpose. So, of course, the legacy of the Dominican sisters is so much more than the individual fabulous women that make up the sisters. In my own personal life, having relationships with Sister Gervais and Sister Carla and Sister Marie and Sister Christina and now Sister Mary, those are all personal and treasured friendships. But on top of that, you know, we look to St. Dominic's teachings, which were to help transform attitudes and systems. And Dominicans are called to preach, and preach rhymes with teach. And so maybe landing at Dominican accidentally for me was finding my calling to be a teacher. And then over the years of being here, that has transformed formed more than just, you know, teaching subject matter, to really understanding what the Dominicans mean when they say that they are compelled to speak the words of truth, love, mercy, and justice. And I think that, as I will come to later in today's talk, that never has that been more true than it is today. So as I said, I started in 2007. I started teaching a couple of sections in the School of Business, running back and forth between my house with these little itty bitty twins that I had at home. And then as they got a little bit older, I started to add a few more things to my plate, and I became the director for student leadership initiatives for ILS. And that was a fantastic opportunity for me to be able to get to know the students in a different capacity from just being a professor, right? So I helped run the Toastmasters group on campus and the Global Ambassadors group on campus. And working with the student leaders brought a whole new sense of humility, honestly, and a whole new sense of community also, which was so treasured. Both Toastmasters and Global Ambassadors have partnerships with our Marin community at large. And so I was able to take our students, our international students, into the local middle schools and elementary schools where they could talk about their culture and their countries and what it was like for them growing up someplace else, and sort of bridge that connection. And same with Toastmasters. Through the Toastmasters, we were able to go into the Terra Linda High School and provide training for their Marin Cell, which stands for School of Environmental Leadership. So they have a small cohort that they run every year where students are trained in environmental justice. And through the Toastmasters, we were able to go out and help them learn how to articulate their ideas and present their ideas in public. So things started to get pretty busy for me. I had the teaching gig, I had this other gig, I had the children at home. Now they were, starting kindergarten and first grade, but still pretty present in my life. And so thank goodness for me, the sisters have the thing called the busy person's retreat, because I didn't have a lot of time, but I really needed to feel connected. Fast forward and, still thinking along the lines of the Dominican pillars, right? Study. I think I'd had the study pretty good. I wasn't a very good student when I was younger. I didn't do a lot of studying, but now that I was in charge of overseeing other people's studying, I felt like I was getting better at that. And the reflection part was really, really missing. And so the busy person's retreat really helped me to take a step back and think about, where am I going? What am I doing? What does this all mean? Because how can we guide others if we don't take time for that self-reflection? My work with Global Ambassadors and my own experience, my mother was born and raised in Italy. My husband was born and raised in Venezuela. I studied abroad. In my previous career, I had done international business. I was so drawn to all things international, not just because it's fun to travel, which it is, right, Sister Patty, but because meeting other people and learning about how their different cultures are so enriching, but also that there really is such a strong bond of humanity between us, regardless of our differences. And for me, being able to work with international students and being able to give opportunities for our students to learn about that was really important. So in 2012, I was lucky enough to meet Dr. Katie Bell, and she brought me into the Global Education Office. And we started to think about how could we create this sense of community on a global scale. And that's when I started to get more focused and think about, you know, what is Dominican's mission? Well, our mission is to teach and educate and prepare socially responsible, ethical leaders and global citizens through the pillars of study, reflection, community, and service. And so having that weird business background, I always think about cascading objectives and how are we, you know, fulfilling the mission of the organization that we work for. And so I really had this idea of global citizenship as sort of my driving force, my guiding light. How was I going to contribute to the idea that when you arrived at Dominican, you would receive this wonderful education, and when you exited, you would have an understanding of global citizen, you would be a socially responsible, ethical leader and global citizen. And our the education part of it and the curriculum in the classrooms are working in a lot of different, I had a service learning class and teaching leadership and then organizational behavior. I had the opportunity, but really, I think that in order to pursue that ideal, I needed to focus more on the co-curricular. And so I started this work towards helping students have opportunities that would allow them to follow their path to global citizenship. But at the same time, you know, the world was happening, right? And one thing that I have really noticed about the Dominican sisters is they walk the walk and they talk the talk. So it isn't just words on a webpage. And I think that this was really, really evident to me in 2016 when I joined Sister Christina on the first alternative spring break trip. And I participated with her on the La Bamba trip. And now this has become an annual staple for me. It is my favorite week of the year. Sister Mary and I have got this program down pat. It's different every year and we really love it. And I think that what is so amazing about that program is the not only the sense of community that it builds with our Dominican students, but also the connection to Sister Jean's ministry in Tijuana and the connection to Mother Armida's Franciscan convent at the Casa de los Pobres. I mean, this is, I think Father Bob started that 35 years ago or something. And this every year taking students down there and being present for each other, us for them and them for us, I think is so critical to that sense of connection and that sense of community. The other thing that happened or that I encountered on this alternative spring break is, you know, Sister Mary asks the students to watch the TED Talk by Pope Francis. And the theme of his talk is so poignant for where we are today. He says that the only future worth building includes everyone. And that is that sense of inclusivity, right? That the world needs so much right now with all of the divisiveness and really is what I think that the Dominican sisters are so good at doing, bringing people together, making them feel that like they belong, whether it's having smoothies or ringing the peace bell at lunch or gather at Grand, all the things that they participate in. Every time you go to a basketball game, the sisters sitting over there with the women's basketball team and the overarching presence of them in our lives, it's so important. The election in 2016 was pretty hard for a lot of people, and it was made a lot easier by the fact that we came together as a community and the sisters led us in a teach-in about women's suffrage and women's rights. And we made posters together and we made sashes and we marched in the first ever women's march. And it was so inspiring to see the Dominican sisters and students together marching behind a banner that said empowering women for the last 125 years. Maybe it was more than that, but, and so talk about walk the walk, marching in the women's march was such an experience for me. And I have gone back and I brought my daughters with me and my husband with me, and we've gone back every year now, to continue that work. So you've got study, reflection, community, but what about service, right? How do we serve each other? Well, I began serving on the Diversity Action Group in 2017, among some of the other committees that I've served on. But I think that While I have appreciated the intellectual expansion and stimulation of being on curriculum redevelopment committees or other things like that, the Diversity Action Group for me is really close to my heart, and that is the one committee that I feel the most passionate about. How are we going to serve the students? How are we going to serve each other? How are we going to serve our greater community with all of the challenges that we face? And at the same time, I also began, still working in the Global Education Office, also began becoming an integrative coach. And that really, if you think about the theme of integrative coaching, it really ties into the four ideals. We're trying to help our students be better at studying, right? We are trying to help them reflect on who they are as people and who they want to be. We're trying to help them build community with one another and find ways that they can serve each other and we can serve them. Some fun things that I've done over the years, I'd say the highlights are another highlight, and I'm going to, if you're on the radio, you can't see this, but I'm going to show a picture of me and Sister Mary on my Instagram hijacking the golf cart and driving around campus during orientation. I think since 2007, I have wanted to steal that golf cart, and I did not have the courage to do it until I had a sister at my side. So that was pretty fun. And the sisters are really present in everything we do. They show up to our lectures. They're part of the Women in Philanthropy and Leadership and Philanthropy Council that many of us belong to on campus. And I think that that being inspired by the work of St. Dominic and what they do led me to choose to spend my 50th birthday walking the Camino of Santiago of St. James, the Way of St. James in Spain with my mother. So we traveled right after the semester ended, and we walked 300 kilometers from Leon, Spain to Santiago de Compostela. And there is, I don't even really know how to describe it. I know that I wouldn't have gone on that pilgrimage if I hadn't been influenced by the Dominican sisters. And I have a necklace that I wear that has it has a medal of Saint Dominic, a medal of Saint James, Santiago de Compostela, that I got in Spain, and also a medal of Saint Francis, since we do so much with the Franciscan sisters, and because I know Dominic and Francis were good friends. So now I am recently become the director for career development. And I am hoping to continue to be able to serve our students. And I hope to also be able to continue my work on diversity and inclusivity. And I'm going to share one slide with you now, which is very unusual for me because I am the queen of PowerPoint and I normally don't do anything without PowerPoint. But I'm going to share, I'm going to present. There we go. Share this slide with you. And this is really sort of at an intellectual level, the mapping of my experience at Dominican. And this is by no means something that I created. This has the Dominican pillars in the middle, and it was a lot of work with Dr. Katie Bell and also with our new Director for Diversity and Inclusion, Equity and Inclusion, Stacey Davidson. But I'm always trying to visualize the process or see the big picture. And so, starting in the middle with study, reflection, and community and service, and I think that President Marcy's letter during the original George Floyd protests was so well written that I stole her words. But she went over the ideals and she said, these ideals mean so much more than just those four words, and we can think about them in terms of what work we need to be doing right now. We need to study. We need to study our nation and our world's history, right? How did we get here? We need to reflect. not just on who we are as people, which is a good start, but also on the injustices that are around us. We need to recommit to our sense of community and to that idea that Pope Francis had about the only future is one worth that is worth having is one that includes everybody. So recommit to an inclusive notion. And then the idea of service, how can we serve? Well, we can serve as a voice of fairness and opportunity. And I was so struck by that because it seemed to match so well to the work that we had been doing in the Global Education Office around global citizenship. And this idea of guiding our students and really ourselves to be better global citizens. So to be a global citizen, we need to make a conscious choice to be a part of the world. We need to begin with our own self-awareness and understanding the way that we see the world is through a lens of our own culture and our own ideas. But if we can be aware of that, then we can strive to have cultural humility and empathy for others, which will lead us to principled decision making. And ultimately, the true act of global citizenship is choosing to participate in whatever way that works for us, but participating in a political or a social or community way. And so if you look at those five ideas, they really map to study, reflect on ourselves, be involved in the community, and serve each other. And then if we look at the diversity, equity, inclusion work that our whole campus and our whole society needs to be working on right now, right? We can map those ideas to, we need to really work. We need to make a conscious choice to reduce bias. We need to work on understanding the differences in cultures and developing ways to have conversations about that, communication about that. We need to reflect on where we've been and where we need to go. And we need to build a campus culture and community of inclusivity, right? And then if that leads to principled decision-making, then we can do things in terms of demographics and for inclusion and opportunity, right? We can make sure that we are serving everyone. And if we wanna bring that into practice, then we can have that be in the form of policies and training. So it just struck me that this is such a wonderful mapping of these ideas, and there's so much commonality. They're really just a flow chart of what we already believe. And so my final thought then is, if this is what we're going to work on, or this is what I at least am going to work on, and I hope people will join me, is, you know, educating those global citizens through the Dominican pillars. And let's also get our diversity, inclusion, and equity work done. And if I ask myself, what does the future hold? I think back to another quote from St. Dominic when he supposedly met upon meeting St. Francis of Assisi. He says, "You are my companion and must walk with me. For if we hold together, no earthly power can withstand us." And I think that when you lump all the four ideals together and you think about what Dominican University stands for, regardless of your faith background, it's, you are my companion, and if you hold with me, we can walk together and we will be powerful. And that is, I think, the inspiration that I bring to my job every day, that helps me get up in the morning when the news is bad, and helps me have faith in our institutions and in our students and in our future. Thank you.